Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. Hi, this is Doug Silvers. Something has come up, and I won't have time today to pick up the prescription I called in earlier. What time are you open on Saturday?
Oh, Mr. Silvers, we were just about to call you. I'm sorry, but we've just run out of that medication.
Really? That's never happened before.
We should get a new shipment by Wednesday. In the meantime, the pharmacist said that you can take a similar medication instead. I recommend that.
Number 32.
Why is the man calling?
Number 33.
What problem does the woman mention?
Number 34.
What does the woman recommend? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Miss Lopez, can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, hi, Philip. What is it?
Since summer began, it's been really warm in the stadium snack bar. I think it's because of the heat from the hot dog machines.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I know it's uncomfortable.
Well, I've been wondering if we could wear sandals instead of the usual closed-toed shoes when we're back there.
Unfortunately, the closed-toed shoes aren't just for the appearance. They're actually a safety precaution. But I'll set up an extra fan tomorrow. That should bring some cool air through.
Number 35.
What does the woman imply when she says,
"What is it?"
Number 36.
Where most likely does the conversation take place?
Number 37.
What does the man suggest changing? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mr. Ahn. This is Haley from Ledwood Furniture. I'm calling to let you know that your new sofa is ready for pickup. Can you come by tomorrow?
I don't have a car. Could you bring the sofa out to my house? I live on Bennett Street, just outside of town.
Sure, we can do that. But since you're outside of the city limits, there'll be a $10 delivery charge.
That's fine.
Great. How does tomorrow at 10 a.m. sound?
Number 38.
Where does the woman most likely work?
Number 39.
What problem does the man have?
Number 40.
What does the man agree to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Todd. It's Abby. I'm not feeling well today either. It looks like I won't be able to drive you to the company fundraiser like we planned. Will you still be able to get there?
Oh, sure. I'll be fine. Since you told me yesterday that this might happen, I'm prepared. But you might want to call one of the organizers and let them know you're not coming.
Don't worry, I did.
Okay then. I hope you feel better. Oh, and I'll save one of the donor appreciation gifts for you, since you already signed up to make a contribution. I'll bring it to your office on Monday.
Number 41.
What is the purpose of the telephone call?
Number 42.
What does the woman say she has already done?
Number 43.
What will the man bring to the woman? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Okay, I'm glad we could talk about the Belmont Plaza design project. Once again, I'd like to welcome Natalie on board Richard's design team.
Thank you. I'm excited to help the team complete this project. I spent yesterday familiarizing myself with the plans.
Good. Richard, what would you like Natalie to work on first?
Well, I'd like help choosing some potted plants to add to the lobby. We're starting to come close to our budget limit, so we need something inexpensive.
Okay, I'll come up with a few options that would harmonize with the lobby's other design elements.
Number 44.
What are the speakers mainly discussing?
Number 45.
What does the woman say she did yesterday?
Number 46.
What does Richard ask for help with? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Lynette from Online Banking Customer Support.
Hi, I can't figure out how to send money electronically to my friend who lives in another state. I just keep getting a message that says, error 2549.
Ah, that means that your friend's account is no longer active. You should verify the information with him or her.
Oh, okay. That was so simple. Is there a way for me to find out the meaning of error messages by myself?
Well, I can give you a link to a page that explains them, but we're going to change to a more user-friendly system soon, so you might not need it.
Number 47.
What is the man unable to do?
Number 48.
What does the woman say caused the problem?
Number 49.
What does the woman offer to do for the man? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Yoonjung, I'm glad I ran into you. I just read your interview with that tennis champion. It was fascinating.
Thanks. It was fun to do. She's very charming, and she picked a great restaurant to meet in. I'm proud of the piece.
I'm sure it'll lead to more assignments in the future, too. Who are you going to talk to next?
Well, that's not decided yet. But yesterday, I had the opportunity to speak with Axel Schneider, the classical musician.
Wow, I'm a huge fan of his. I'd love to sit down with you sometime and hear all about it. Actually, I saw a cafe around the corner.
Sure, let's go.
Number 50.
What did the woman recently do?
Number 51.
What does the man ask the woman about?
Number 52.
What does the man mean when he says, I saw a cafe around the corner? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Bingwen, I saw you speaking with the sales representative from Fenstoke earlier. Do they have some tools that are worth investing in before we have the team break ground on the warehouse for Drexler Motors?
Yes, I think so. I'm especially impressed with their new hammer drill. You can see it in this brochure.
Oh, okay. What do you like about it?
Well, it has quite a lot of force, which would really speed up the concrete testing process.
It looks like it's also relatively expensive. How about asking the sales representative for a price reduction in exchange for placing a large order?
That's a good idea.
Number 53.
Who most likely are the speakers?
Number 54.
What does the man like about the product?
Number 55.
What does the woman propose? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Hello, Ms. Gibson. I'm Eric Kawakami. So, what motivated you to apply for the position of accounting manager here?
I'd really like to help the Brunford Conservancy's cause. I feel strongly about the importance of protecting wild animals.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, if you're hired, you'll be working with Ron here. Is there anything you'd like to ask Ron?
Yes, thank you. Miss Gibson, what can you bring to the position that other candidates can't?
Well, everyone in my field is very careful and thorough, but I think I have an advantage when it comes to adapting quickly to change. I enjoy the challenge of learning a new system.
Number 56.
Who most likely is Mr. Kawakami?
Number 57.
What does the woman say she hopes to do?
Number 58.
What does the woman say is her strong point? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. Hi, is this Noreen Raupert? This is Hank Altman with Daisy Maps, the online map service. I'm calling because one of our users has claimed that the listing for your business is no longer correct. Can you confirm that Raupert Dry Cleaning has closed down?
Yes, that's right. We went out of business last month. You can remove our listing from your site.
Actually, we like to leave them up for some time in this situation. Otherwise, users might think a business is still running, but just not listed. So I'll insert some text into your listing explaining that you've closed. The change should become visible tomorrow.
Number 59.
What are the speakers discussing?
Number 60.
What does the woman confirm has changed about a dry cleaner?
Number 61.
What does the man say he will do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and notice.
Hi. I recently started working here at the technology complex, but the packing area is still under construction, and it's hard to find packing spots nearby.
Right. Because of the construction, the company provides a shuttle bus service connecting the head office with this complex. You know about that, right?
Yes, the building where I work is linked by Route 3, but the first bus leaves at 6:30 a.m. It's too late for me.
Ah, here's a notice about service upgrades. That bus now starts operating at 6 a.m.
Oh, that works.
Good. The buses are comfortable, and they have community newsletters on hand for riders to browse through.
Number 62.
According to the man, what is difficult?
Number 63.
Look at the graphic. Which building does the man most likely work in?
Number 64.
What does the woman say shuttle bus passengers can do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Excuse me, do you sell vinegar for cleaning purposes? I heard that it's a good option if you want to clean without releasing harsh chemicals into the environment.
Well, plain white vinegar will work for almost anything. We have a few different brands over here. What are you planning to clean?
Food storage jars. Do you know how strong of a solution I should use?
I think glass requires a high vinegar concentration. Ah, yes, there's a chart on the back label of this bottle.
Okay, I'll take two. And I'd better get some scrubbing sponges too. Where can I find those?
Number 65.
Why does the woman want to clean with vinegar?
Number 66.
Look at the graphic. How much vinegar should the woman mix with a gallon of water?
Number 67.
What does the woman decide to buy in addition to vinegar? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map.
All right, we're almost there. It'll be exciting to have lunch at Rinaldi's Italian Kitchen again. I've been looking forward to it all week. Do you know what you're going to order?
Definitely the pasta primavera. I had it on my first day as an intern at our company. I've really missed it since we moved across town. But hey, the driver just announced Vornell Square. Shouldn't we press the stop button?
No, we want the next stop after that. We'll have a long walk if we get off at Vornell Square.
Okay, I'll trust you. I've never taken this bus before.
Number 68.
What will the speakers do at their destination?
Number 69.
According to the woman, what did the speaker's company do?
Number 70.
Look at the graphic. Which stop will the speakers get off at?